For anyone wanting to understand the blood fight spilling across the Pacific Northwest over hatchery fish versus wild fish, it comes down to this. A sucker is born every minute. At least that's what the development industry is banking on. They want you to accept the removal of wild Pacific salmon from the endangered species list so that the survival of these stocks will no longer impede their efforts to get the highest commodity value from Northwest watersheds and ecosystems. The way to do it? Pretend that hatchery fish are no different than wild fish and create a false sense of abundance. Industry and private property abusers love publicly funded hatcheries because they don't have to pay for them. But more importantly, hatchery fish relieve them from the need for effective habitat protection responsibilities. If they get their way, wild creatures who have evolved for tens of thousands of years will exist only in memory books because the rivers and streams of their birth will have been dammed, deforested, diverted, channelized, and smothered in suburban sprawl. The developers have found a friend in Judge Michael Hogan, who is a lawyer, not a fisheries biologist or a geneticist. Yet he recently ruled that there is no difference between a hatchery coho salmon and a wild coho salmon. His decision has triggered a full court press by pro-development lawyers who have been fairly tripping over themselves to expand the hatchery ruling to cover other endangered salmon species, the wild populations of which border on extinction. The developer's mantra? There's no genetic difference between a hatchery fish and a wild fish. They're banking that you won't bother to understand genetics until it's too late and the pesky wild fish are out of the developer's way forever. A geneticist with no commercial axe to grind will tell you a quite different story. No two individuals of any species are genetically alike. Period. The genetic differences within the DNA of thousands of wild stocks or races have helped them survive for millennia in Northwest tributaries, despite droughts, floods, volcanoes, earthquakes, and ocean conditions that ebb and flow. Hatchery fish, on the other hand, are produced with eggs that represent only a fraction of the gene pool of their wild cousins. This makes hatchery fish much more vulnerable to eradication by a cataclysmic event. Plus, some of them cost up to $500 a piece to produce. So here's the deal that you're being offered. Eliminate wild fish to permit the Californication of Oregon, and you pay for it with tax-supported hatcheries that produce fish that may not survive. It's your call. This is Les O'Coin.